Woody in the morning.
The coffee is on.
WSJM.
Now, on with the show.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show, Monday, February 19th, 2018, President's Day, and it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk. And in the house with us this morning, by way of the phone, Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales for United Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Cameron.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, happy to have you with us this morning. Hopefully you don't have the day off today for President's Day and you have to work anyway.
I actually do have to work today, so it works out just fine.
Just fine. All right. Very good. Well, if you're saving for a home, I would venture to guess that you're going to be looking for some tips and things like that. And nobody better to provide that to you than the director of mortgage sales, Cameron Morris. So what's on you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pat. You know, this time of the year, you know, with tax returns and tax refunds coming in, it's a great time to talk about it because, you know, those are considered what we call windfalls. And so, you know, they're things that are expected but unexpected at the same time. And so leveraging those types of, you know, monies that we get back from either our federal tax return or state tax return, it's a good time to think about, well, how can I leverage that to maybe purchase my own home? Or how can I better utilize the existing home that I have? Or maybe, you know, talking to somebody about a refinance.
Mm-hmm. So this is a good time of year to capitalize on that then. If you have that situation individually where you've got some big money coming back from the feds or the state or a combination of both.
Right, right. You know, something that we always tell everybody is sometimes new homeowners, especially when they're first-time buyers, they hear a lot of things, you know, through conversations. You know, maybe it's at work, maybe it's at home, maybe it's at a family gathering about, you know, well, all you have to do is have X amount down, you know, to purchase your home. Well, and so what they do is they start formulating their plan around that.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that most people, especially first-time home buyers, aren't considering is your down payment does not include funding of escrow, insurance that you have to pay out of pocket for the first year, or if you want to waive that requirement, you're going to have to pay an elevated rate in most cases. And so just something to consider when you're shopping for a home, especially as spring is coming, hopefully it's right around the corner. These up and down temperatures are playing a little bit of a game with my sinuses, as well as many people that I see. You know, flu season is still about us, but anyway, kind of working into some of the hotter times in the real estate market as far as availability of inventory, you know, people listing their homes again because they're comfortable with the foot traffic, you know, coming in and out of their home. You know, I have a couple of family members that have their home listed right now, and they're getting some excellent traction. Mm-hmm. You know, just because it's winter doesn't mean you can't list your home. I know there's a lot of realtors out there that are going to definitely, you know, side with me on that statement as far as listing your home at any time of the year is okay.
Well, especially with the inventory being as low as it has been here over the last couple of years now, it's historically low inventory. And so anybody that's looking for a home, you know, is having a tougher time because, you know, the options are fewer. And so if you're even thinking about, you know, selling a home, this is probably a pretty good time to consider that because there's such a huge cry for more inventory.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a game of two variables. There's a shortage of inventory, and then there's also an influx of people wanting to purchase homes. And so with the inventory going down and the demand going up, it's actually a kind of a mix for
an even tighter squeeze.
Yeah, exactly. It's a mix for a seller's market, you know, you know, driving up home prices, and the availability of homes is scarce. And really what people are seeing out on the market is we've had this kind of wave that we've ridden over the past, 7 to 8 years, I would call it, where home renovations were key. People were leveraging equity in their home to update their homes. And so what's happened is a lot of the stuff that's coming onto the market, it's not as updated, or it's not as updated as we would like. Mm-hmm. And so we look at that overall spend and what we can accomplish with our, with our pre-qualification of, let's say, $200,000. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot out there right now, when it comes to that home price and that target.
Yeah.
As far as in the market right now, which is why it's so important to start now. If you're looking at purchasing a home this year, you can't start soon enough when it comes to saving money for your down payment. Even if you are looking at a program that maybe doesn't require any money down, talk to your UFCU mortgage lender first. Have them help you take some of the guesswork out of this transaction. They can help you formulate a plan. They can help you determine your target mortgage amount and how much that you need to save in order to put down, as well as fund your escrow and pay for your insurance, things of that nature.
Yeah, another thing a lot of folks forget is that they think, well, I'm just going to go, find my dream home, and then I'll go talk to, a mortgage advisor, when really you need to do just the opposite. Go find how much you're actually qualified for so that you don't inadvertently, fall in love with your dream home only to find out it's out of your range and you just can't afford it under any circumstances.
That's a great point. That's an excellent point. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do is try to funnel those people to the lender first, so that you can be standing on solid ground when you're out looking for your homes. Mm-hmm. Most agents today, because of how tight inventory is, are going to ask for a pre-qualification letter up front before showing you the home.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that it's realistic.
Right.
They want to make sure that they're taking care of you in that way as well. And so getting pre-qualified, even if it's just to understand this is where I stand right now,
yeah,
this is what I can take on as far as a home payment, because when you start adding in the, maybe you're not putting 20% down, so you have to pay PMI. That's another thing that sneaks up on people. We all know about it. We just forget in the hunt of searching for a new home.
Yep.
And so it's a great thing to do to talk to your UFCU mortgage advisor first before going out to shop.
Absolutely. And that way you'll know right up front that you are pre-qualified for anything within this range from this point to this point, and you'll be a heck of a lot happier when you can say, I can legitimately make an offer on this house, as opposed to thinking I'm going to go ahead and make an offer on this house only to find out that no, I'm sorry, you're not going to even be able to qualify for that much house. You're going to, unless you save a whole lot more money in the interim or whatever. So, do yourself a favor, folks. Give a call and line them up. So, Cameron, how can folks reach your team for mortgage advice at United Federal?
Pat, one of the best resources is to go to mortgage.unitedfcu.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on Find an Advisor. You'll see all the advisors within the Berrien County area.
And that way you can find one that's right in your immediate neighborhood, regardless of where you're at, and get the ball rolling to find out how much house you can't afford, where to look, and everything else. All right, there's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning with Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales from United Federal Credit Union. Cameron, thank you much. Have yourself a great day, and I hope your sinuses are feeling a little better as the weather.
Thanks so much, Pat.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. See you.